First in family, what's going on? I wonder if you are as confused as to what's going on as Anne seems to be. She seemed pretty confused by that. I don't know. I thought my dance moves are pretty clear, pretty obvious as to where I was heading. And that is just how happy I am to be here today. How excited we are to jam with the fam. That's you guys. And be here for this this awesome Friday. This Fry.
Yay.
Q and
A.
With J and
A.
It wasn't your best work.
It's but, like sea level today.
But it wasn't the worst, right? And most importantly, you haven't pointed the blame anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that was me.
You didn't tell me it was my fault. You didn't want to. So that's good. That's good. That's an improvement. That's pretty awesome. I can dig it.
Progress over perfection, right?
That's it. That's what it's all about. Progression, not perfection. Followers of the Field Notes, be on the lookout for a little quote from a prestigious winner, coach, if you will, coming up in, I think it's next week. I think it's maybe the Tuesday after that. Oddly enough, we're ahead on those. Behind on SOS Sundays. Ahead on those, though. So that's good to go. Let's see what the fam's doing.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe I'll stop rambling. Coach Kelly's here with a happy Friday. Happy Friday. Krista got jokes. Did you pee before you went live?
Yes.
Yes, I did pee before I went live. Talk to me if this runs another hour, and I'll let you know if it works, because we like to stay hydrated around here, if you know what I mean. And you get a couple of these bad boys in, and you bolus your kidneys. It's not a bad time. Not a bad thing. Can be a bad time. Just depends on where you're at. My man Justin, happy Friday. What's up, brother? How are you, man? We're just hanging out, doing the thing, doing the Q&A, which is always interesting when we don't have any Qs to A.
Yeah.
So this week, we hit a big zero, a big goose egg on questions. So if anyone has anything, drop it in the chat, the box, the question area, the comment section, the peanut gallery, or you're just going to hear me ramble on about how many different ways I can say comment section. Not going to be a very good use of your Friday.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody. Including me, wants that. But it might be an interesting exercise. Ann and I, this is very exciting stuff for you guys. When we're eating, we do crosswords, right? And we do crosswords with our left hand so we can engage in neuroplasticity and try to create new neural pathways to stave off Alzheimer's or whatever thing we read one time that made us do this. And, you know, teach yourself new habits, use new pathways. You could teach old dogs new tricks, all this stuff. But we do crosswords. And Jonathan, what does Alzheimer's have to do with the Friday Q&A? Nothing. But what it has to do with is I just said, oh, it'd be a fun game to think of how many ways I could say comment section. Well, when you're doing crosswords, they like to push the limits of the word sometimes. So now when I get stuck on a word, the first thing I do is I try to come up with how many meanings can I think of for that word.
Right, because it could be a noun or a verb or an adverb or an adjective.
Could be all kinds of stuff,
Or it could be two words in a phrase. So we started doing crosswords. The crossword puzzles did start because I was like, well, they're probably good for your brain. Get a little thinking in, and we're downtime, we're sitting at the table. The left hand originally started because I was like, well, I eat with my right hand. So I need to do crosswords with my left hand, and I can learn to write with my left just in case something happens to my right hand, because this one had shoulder surgery on his left side. And in my brain, I was like, but what if it was your right side and you couldn't write anymore and you had to use your left hand? So now the left hand is legible at least. So if I had to write, I could, but really I have to eat with my right hand. So
I'm gonna come back to this first. I'm gonna say hello to Roxy. Roxy, what's going on? Next.
This is actually Mark right behind her.
Oh, well, I'm gonna say hello to Mark. I did not know because it was an FBU. I imagine because Roxy were normally on under her name, and she hit the thing and whatever. Mark, good to see you. How are you, sir? The party kicks off when you walk in. You're good to go. Albert says, yo, Christy and I are here relaxing in bed while on a mini staycation before this typhoon hits us on Monday.
Y'all stay safe.
Yeah, man, y'all be safe on that one, man. Yeah, send you the good vibes, brother. Yeah. For those that don't know, typhoons on the other side of the planet, on the southern hemisphere where Albert is, are hurricanes, if you're Florida-ish. So y'all be careful, man.
Yeah.
And get that relaxation and the literal calm before the storm, brother. Let us know if you need anything. Is this still Mark?
This is Kelly Hendricks.
Kelly Hendricks. So what we are having right now, I can't see it. I think it's this one. Is a battle of the FBUs.
Dueling FBUs.
We're gonna have to solve this ruckus somehow, and we could solve it so many ways. We could just call everybody FBU. I can just call Mark Kelly, call Kelly Mark, and get it wrong. We could put our names afterwards. We can click the links. So many ways we can do it. Whatever is least inconvenient for you and least insulting for you, because I do not want to call you guys the wrong name, but I have no way of knowing. So Kelly says, I brush my teeth left-handed. It took a while for not to be super weird. Yep. I am very ambidextrous on the teeth brushing, actually. I go both ways, if you know what I'm saying, when it comes to brushing teeth.
We use electric toothbrushes, though, too, so there's not any actual, like, too much action going on. It kind of does it for you, so might be easier with electric.
Solid point there, Chief. You're not off the hook yet. I'm coming back to this. Anna Patterson says, howdy from the country fair.
Did you get your corn cob yet? She's getting buttery corn cob today. Like smothered in the butter.
Are you going to sell this anymore, or is it just corn with butter?
I think it's corn with butter, but it sounds good. Butter, salt, I'm in.
I need some cojita cheese on there, man. I need some tahini. I need some elote, street corn style. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe not at the country fair, unless it was another country's fair. Or maybe like Epcot. I don't know when I got so keyed up, y'all. I think the coffee's finally kicked it in. But figured she'd listen for a bit while the kids are going nuts on the rides. Let them get after it, man. Tire them out. Roxy says, I play bingo with both hands. See? So, since we don't have anything to talk about, let's get a little philosophical. Let's get out there. A little deep on this one. And let's talk about memory. Right? Hold on real quick. Kelly Hendricks says, I'm doing a lot left-handed now due to the stitches in the right. Oh. It takes a lot of extra thinking.
Yeah.
I saw that photo with the stitches. I don't know exactly what happened to cause those stitches, but it's good that you were preemptively, working on these skills so you have them. Anna says, not yet. Plan for all the melted butter and garlic salt.
Oh, man.
I kind of thought it was county fair, but I didn't know. Sometimes it's like a country bear jamboree. It's not a county bear. I don't know, man. It could be a lot of stuff. On that note.
Memory.
Back to this one. Memory. Memory is a really interesting thing, right? It's not an actual permanence. You're not actually referencing a record. So every time you remember something and every time you recall it and you recreate it, you change it a little bit. And then you put it back in the memory banks and you bring it back and you change it a little bit. And over time, as you do this, it's interesting how people can be in the same situation and have a different perspective and recall it different so many ways. And I'm going to tell you why this is so interesting. Because Anne just referenced wanting to use her left hand in the event there was an injury that occurred and she wanted to be prepared for it. And the injury she referenced was my surgery in December of 2021. But we were doing left-handed crossword puzzles way before that.
Yes.
And the reason I know that is because I first read about the neuroplasticity thing in a book that OG member of the fam Tommy Walling sent to us, which was like years and years ago that he brought this book up. And I can't recall if you were doing the left-hand puzzles first or when I brought it up, because I said, isn't that really weird? That is what made you do it, because I know I joined the left-hand thing super late.
So I don't know. Yes, the shoulder surgery, the injury thing was definitely a later thought after we were already doing crossword puzzles. I don't know. So the actual origin of me doing crossword puzzles, I've always liked Sudoku, the numbers. When I was younger, when I was whatever. I like to watch Jeopardy. I like to, you know, figure out things. Crossword puzzles actually came from my mom originally. So when my mom was sick and she couldn't do a whole lot, she was in bed a lot, but she wanted to do things while she was thinking and able to write and do those things, keep her brain working. So we went out and bought her all of the crossword books that I could find. So it was like a dozen different crossword books, the hard ones, the easy ones, the letter ones, the number ones. And so I still have all of them in drawers out there. I've got all the big, thick crossword books because we basically, together, we filled out all of them. And it was kind of a habit that I kept because as she got to the point where she could no longer write anymore, I was filling them out. So there's like a crossover of writing in there. So those are kept in the drawer. But that's where the crossword thing came from. I started doing the books and then we started getting our little
magazine,
newsletter, whatever. But they have crosswords in there. So that's where crosswords originally started. But I think I was doing them with my right hand still at that point. So I don't know
if it was your fear of injury or talking about the neuroplasticity. I don't know which chicken egg caused you to do it.
I don't know. I know that I definitely eat with my right hand with a fork or hold a sandwich. So I will hold whatever in my right hand and crossword with my left.
But that absolutely depends.
I don't want to switch.
On forehand depends on if you're using a knife or not. So we're all ambidextrous when we want to be.
Yes.
Or need to be.
So I don't know. Good question.
Wow. What a great conversation. Kelly Hendrick says, I like hearing my husband's stories years later and how much they change every time he tells them. Yep, that's an interesting part about it. They get a little bit better every time. Just you season them. It's like a cast iron pan. Every time you cook it, it gets a little bit better. Roxy, I'm not ignoring your question, but I'm going to ask you a question. Before I dive into this, I want to make sure I know why you're asking this. So the quick answer is yes. It absolutely digests differently. Is there more to that you want to know? Is there a reason? Are you asking if one is, hate this word, but better or the other? Can you give me a little more context about what it is you want to know so I can make sure I give you an answer that's not just yes?
Yeah, and something for this would be like, are you finding digestive issues with some proteins and you want to know if there's different ones? Are you trying to take certain proteins before you work out? Are you, what are you concerned
with? Yeah, give us a little bit more as to what you really want to know, because I don't think it's about like deamination of nitrogen. So let me know what it is you're looking into and what the digestion thing is, and I will absolutely dive into that because that sounds like a fun one. Albert, there is a book out there called Limitless that talks about using your non-dominant hand for tasks. I've read that. He talks about starting off with brushing your teeth to get started, how it activates the brain more. He also brings up memory and practices to help with remembering things, names and details. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was talking about. This is like a training book where the guy was talking about, superpowers and becoming superhuman or something through training and through research and through all this stuff. And he had kind of glazed over some of the very similar research that you're talking about how, yeah, the brain, like other muscles, very different in some regards, but like other muscles, use it or lose it. And, you actually do deepen grooves as those little lumps in your brain. They are actually based on how you use your brain. And you can absolutely change that over time. That's why learning new things, getting skills, finding infinite games you can play for life, like chess or human chess, like jiu-jitsu. Things that require continued development and mastery are so powerful because you're continuing to work your brain, you're continuing to find out new things. And that's why challenging yourself is such an awesome endeavor to engage in. So yeah, I agree with that a bunch. And brushing your teeth left-handed ain't that hard, y'all. Just get after it. Just use that as your gateway. Try juggling. That's a good one too. Coach Amy says, hi, my loves. Late here, but I'm pumped for this weekend. I get to see Coach Kelly. What?
Yeah, coach meetup.
No one invited me about that. Oh, this must get discussed. This must get discussed in the ladies chat that Adam and I and Coach PJ are not allowed to be a part of. Maybe we'll get our own dudes chat together next.
We're not in Myrtle Beach.
Calling HR.
HR is here.
Anna says, I'm like a motor moron with my left hand, but I had to have surgery to my right hand years ago when my kid was 9 months, and I had to learn to do everything left-handed, including picking up a kid one-handed.
Wow.
They frown on using the choke, but that would probably be just right under the jaw. That would probably be the easiest way to go left-handed, but I think that's not recommended. I don't have kids. I am definitely not the subject matter expert here. That's easy, bud.
Misfits.
That's easy. Misfits all day. Not that I'm not a Ramones fan, but my favorite Ramones album is the one that was written by the Riverdales, which is just, you know, I know that's sacrilege in terms of like the OGs, but I just really loved the way the Riverdales put their spin on the old Ramones. All right, let me see if I got enough context here. Hold on, let's hold this thought. Roxy asks, does different protein digest differently? For example, powder versus meat. And she says, I've been curious since there are so many different proteins, drinking it is quicker than chewing. So yes, the different proteins will digest differently. And what I mean by that is there will be a different rate of digestion depending on the source and whether or not you are consuming it in isolation, right? So digestion is not just one thing. It's a complex process. There are enzymes that break down not just each of your major macronutrients, but let's just focus on those. There's different enzymes that are released at different times to break down carbohydrates, to break down protein, and to break down fat. The thing about digestion is our stomach is a big, giant container, right? It's a bowl. And we throw everything in that bowl. And there's no picking and choosing and selecting. Have you ever seen chewed up food, right? It's kind of gets all mixed together. Well, imagine that when it drops into this big bowl of acid and starts mixing up together. So your pyloric sphincter, which is what opens up from your stomach to get into your intestines, will not open up until it's ready, until it's been ground down, mechanically processed, and chemically processed enough to start going through your intestines. And that's a good thing, because chew your food, y'all. That's all, yeah. I'm going to say. But it goes at the rate of the slowest digesting component in the meal, right? That's why we tell everybody, yeah, sure, man, X carb might be considered to high on the glycemic index, and it might, you know, initiate a high, you know, insulin response if you're eating it by itself. The last time I saw anybody dive face first into a bowl of table sugar, I don't know, man. You got some bigger issues, I think, than your glycemic response. So when you eat a mixed meal, you eat a chicken breast with some cheese on it and some bread. I think people call that a sandwich. Maybe a little mayo or whatever. It's going to slow down the digestion. Okay? So you compare a sandwich to a protein shake, depending on what you put in that protein shake, and there may be variability there.
It also depends on what shake you're using makes a difference. There are some shakes that have a lot more fat in them than others, which will slow it down. So this is all super variable.
And what you also alluded to is that drinking is quicker than chewing, which is very, very, very true. There's a guy that I remember reading years and years and years ago, to save time, he stopped eating. Right? Because he figured 15 minutes per meal, 4 meals a day, that's an hour. If I just drink all my calories while I'm working, I get another hour of time. How efficient do you want to be, right? So feel free to stop me when I've gone too far. When you take a food source, the further away you go from the root of that source, the more you process it, the more it gets broken down. So you have a cow, you have a steak, you have ground beef, or mince, as they like to call it across the pond, which is kind of weird. And then you may have, let's just say, beef isolate protein powder, which most people don't really like, no matter how much they say it tastes like chocolate. The further those steps you go away, the more you take it off the cow, cut it into a steak, put it through a grinder, take all the water out of it, pound it and pulverize it down into a powder, you are processing it. You are mechanically processing that food. Basically, that's taking a lot of the work that you have to do out of it in terms of chewing it. And it's also taking the work that your body has to do out of it in terms of breaking it all down. So I'm a fire service fans, people, where you at? Surface area, right? A tree takes longer to burn than a log. A log takes longer to burn than a split log. That's why we split firewood. A split log takes longer to burn than a stick. Stick takes longer to burn than bark. Bark takes longer to burn than kindling. Kindling takes longer to burn than sawdust, right? That's why we have this thing, and that's due to reduction of surface area. So the same amino acid profile from cow to steak to ground beef to beef isolate will digest quicker and be absorbed quicker the more it's broken down. Now, let's talk about different types of proteins, right? What's going to absorb and digest quicker, even in the realm of shakes? Not even talking about the realm of solid foods, because they digest differently too. You can further chemically break down protein powder. So whey, for instance, is going to digest faster than casein, right? So even in these powdered forms, you have different rates of digestion and absorption that you can get into. And you can even get whey and you can hydrolyze it. You can pre-digest it. You can do all these things to increase the rate of digestion. And why you'd want to do that? It depends. It depends on you. It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on your particular needs. Now, when you ask this next question, is there an advantage from one to another? Absolutely. Increased or decreased rate of digestion. Who does that apply to? I mean, it really depends on what your goals are, right? Sometimes being the fastest digester isn't necessarily going to do anything. So when you ask, is there an advantage? It's going to depend on what you want from your food. I don't think looking at food as, is this better or worse, is the way to do it. I think the way to do it is, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. Now, if I said, hey, I'm trying to accomplish hitting my protein goal without feeling full, then I could say, ah, well, you know, maybe a liquid source, since you can get more density of protein in less stomach volume, would be a better plan. If you said, hey, I'm trying to stay full because I feel hungry a lot, then I'm going to go, you don't want to drink any shakes, because the mechanical stretch receptors that are going to be triggered by having more food volume, as well as chewing, as well as taking longer to eat a meal to trigger satiety reflexes in the brain through hormonal cascade, is going to be a better plan. If you're saying, I'm really worried about maximizing mTOR so I can get the most possible gains, I'd want to look at everything else in your life before we'd actually engage in a true conversation about that. But I'd say, hey, maybe an intra-workout shake would be good for you.
Right. And if you don't know what mTOR is, that doesn't need to apply, because it's not that serious. So he listed one of the big advantages and alluded to the second, that are probably two of the reasons that you would want it. One, you don't feel well, you can't put anything in your belly, or you are just super full and you don't want to eat a lot. You're probably not going to go grab a giant steak or three giant chicken breasts. That's a lot of food. It's a lot of chewing, and you're going to be very full. So grab a shake. Why? There's less volume, and it's probably going to move through you a little quicker. It's not going to keep you feeling as full. The second reason would be workouts. And he talked about this. Before we go do a jiu-jitsu class, if something happens, we're not home, we don't get to eat, we're starving, we've got to get something. Chances are I'm not going to roll up to Publix, grab a rotisserie chicken, and start mowing a whole chicken, right? This is not a good idea before we train, before we get on the mat, before I go lift weights, before you go run, before you do anything. Probably not going to do that. What might be a better idea is grabbing a shake. There's less volume. It'll move through a little quicker. Maybe we'll go find an isolate or a hydrolyzed version of it. Something that's not going to upset your GI during a workout. Those are probably the two biggest times. But as far as advantage in general, whatever you need to hit your goals, feel good, stay full, that's really about it.
Advantage is implying like a positive or negative connotation to the tool. The hammer is the hammer. The screwdriver is the screwdriver. Neither is has an advantage until we figure out what the task is we want to use with it. If you're just trying to, I don't know, man, change out the arms on your spectacles, you want that little jeweler screwdriver, right? You start using a hammer, it's not going to work out that well. But you need to drive some nails, you don't use a screwdriver for that. So the advantage doesn't come from the source, it comes from the application of what you want to use it for. And that's why the conversation was more nuanced. Like that's why I need to know, what do you consider advantageous? Like, what is the application you're trying to fill? And then we could figure out what tool in the tool chest might be the best way to go. Let us know if that makes sense. We got a FBU saying hello.
That's Coach Kim.
Coach Kim, link expired. That's okay. Kelly fixed hers.
Fix it, yep.
Kelly Hendricks fixed hers, and Mark has been radio silence. So you're good to go right now, FUBU. But yeah, Roxy, let us know if that helps. I know that's a lot, and you might have just wanted to hear, yes, this is the one you want to use. That's never how it works, right? There's a lot more nuance to it, and what's going to be advantageous in one scenario may actually create a disadvantage in another scenario. So it's really all about using the right tool for the job. That's what I got.
Let us know if that helped. Or if you have specific advantages you're looking for.
Yeah. Outside of that, if anybody has anything, let us know. What we will bring up, is that it is open recruitment right now for Fit F4D. For those of you who may be new, for those of you who may not know what F4D is all about, it is the training component of, not of First In, but of First In. It's a sister company, fully involved training, helmed by the wonderful Coach Adam Gagliardi, and she's okay. It is the training component, and F4D specifically is the group training methodology. They offer one-on-one coaching if anybody's ready to take it to that level, and there's also a group training model, which was designed during the pandemic-ish to provide a training component that could be done by anybody, regardless of equipment, experience, history, background, etc. It's a choose-your-own-adventure type of model. It's pretty awesome. There's a separate community for it. We always like to get in there and see how everybody's getting after it, post the workouts, share the stuff like that. So if you don't have specific training and you're interested in the benefit of specific training, it might be a good fit for you. If you're wondering what that's all about, we got a little video on it. You can watch it. There's a link in the featured posts. But check that out. And if you have any questions about that, if you've watched the video, or if you haven't, if you have any questions about it, let us know. We'd love to talk about that too. Roxy says, that helped. Thank you.
Perfect.
You're welcome. If there's a specific scenario, we can help you with a more specific answer. This is a good one.
I have an answer for this one.
This is a good one. Hold on for a second, Justin. Hold that thought. We're clearing the slate. Justin asks, what's your grocery shopping strategy? Do you guys do one big shop a week in one place, or do you divide and conquer? And while I would love to answer this question, we're big fans of walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And while I do understand the mechanisms at play involved, I'm going to let the boss take over.
It's now very clear who does the shopping and the Instacart orders. We are pretty much a divide and conquer family. So the first thing I do, honestly, is I go to Publix and their app and I check what's BOGO. I want to know what's buy one, get one. We have staples for that, whether it's meats or veggies or fruits, breads, cereals. I love me a good cereal BOGO. Once we get through the BOGOs at Publix, there are a couple places we get our protein from. The main source for our protein comes from Wild Fork Foods.
For now.
For now.
We'll see if I got something for this.
Yeah. We're working on some things. But Wild Fork Foods, I believe, delivers all up the East Coast and maybe creeping up out of the East Coast right now. So you can go on there, check your zip code.
Might not be where you are yet.
Might not be. But if you go to the website, they'll ask you to input your zip code and they'll tell you whether they're shipping to you or not. But yeah, Wild Fork is where we get all of our chicken breast and brisket and picanha. I got a whole turkey the other day that we can smoke. So when we shop, we do buy large bulk quantities of proteins. So when I go and smoke that turkey, the next however many 10 days will be how many ways can I use smoked turkey? As far as, I guess there's an Aldi trip in there sometimes because Aldi's got some good stuff. So yeah, we're kind of a divide and conquer.
We are 100% a divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to intervene here because Anne is forgetting that Sam's Club just opened up and now we can do Instacart. Yeah. So the theme here is we quit going to the store about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago. A friend of ours that we used to coach mentioned to us one time we were on a trip in New York and we were hanging out with her and she was telling us about this thing called Instacart. And she's like, oh yeah, they deliver my groceries. And I'm like, yo. Seriously, grocery delivery?
Like, you fancy.
Like how bougie are you as we're like eating at the bowling alley like her husband owned or whatever. So anyway, she's pretty bougie. And so I was like, yo, I can't get down with this grocery delivery thing. How crazy is that? People bring you your food, it's nuts. And what if you want to pick something out? Whatever. So flash forward a year, two, 3 years. I was reading about a guy who high-level researcher, and he said, I don't dislike going to the store, I dislike having to go to the store. He said, so he lived in Manhattan too, so he's like, I have grocery delivery to bring my staples so I don't have to go to the store, and then I go shopping when I enjoy it. And he goes, and the amount of money I saved when I calculate my dollars per hour equals a tremendous amount. So I told Anne we should use Instacart. Yeah. And she's like, I like going to the store. We were going to the store together. And sometimes we go 2-3 times a week because you forget something. You get in the car, you go take a trip or whatever. And finally, she's like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm like, just please try it. Please try it. She tried it. We sent the first delivery out. The groceries showed up on the house and it was like, in Aladdin, like a whole new world. Like we were like, oh my God, fireworks were going off. We're like, this is the most amazing thing ever. And I think like we just ordered something else because we could. Like bring us pickles, you know, whatever. Just totally being kids about the thing. But when we moved from there to where we're at now, like the distance from the stores and everything, it just increased significantly. So now it's truly like a game changer for us. Because not only can we order groceries, but we can somehow, since we moved here, get food from Aldi.
It's like 45 minutes away.
Which is further from here than it was the first time. So now we have access to another grocery store we can get some staples from. They just opened up Sam's Club so I can get my frickin' pork, whatever it's called that I love, I don't even know. And so now it's like for us, it lets us completely divide and conquer while keeping staples in from different places without having to put that time in. And it's not that I hate shopping, it's that making the time for is extremely difficult right now. So this is such a great strategy for us to utilize. And one of the craziest things is I don't think Instacart does it anymore, but it used to go, you saved, Instacart has saved you this many hours.
Yeah, it does.
And in like the first, you know, 3 months we used it, we saved a ridiculous amount of hours. Like so much so we're like the ROI on Instacart, probably the greatest investment we'll ever make in our lives. Like, you know, like a 1,000x return on the $99 a year or whatever. It's just wild. So that's the strategy we utilize. And we're fortunate because the way our delivery area is set up, we can get stuff. If we forget something or we need something that day, we can usually get it, which is really helpful. Yep. So yeah, that's it. As far as the strategy goes, she nailed it. What's cheap? What's BOGO? Let's base the week around that. And if not, let's get our proteins in and yep. we fill in the blanks. So good question, man. Solid plan. And if you haven't looked at Instacart and it is available, I can't stress the time saving it'll give you enough, especially if you don't like shopping or you just don't like having to do one more thing.
It takes a lot of the stress out too. What happens is you no longer have to get in the car, so you got to get dressed, get in your car, drive through traffic, because sometimes that's stressful enough. Catch a train, catch 10 red lights. It takes twice as long as you want to. Now you get in the store, people are angry. I've been bumped into by carts in the store. Somebody's yelling at the cashier because they didn't do it right. Somebody's digging for a checkbook and it's 35 minutes in the checkout line. Like, all kinds of things could happen, and it saves all of that stress and lets us put that time and effort somewhere else. That's a big deal for us.
Yeah, huge deal for us, man. And as much as we're trying to juggle around here and get things done, it definitely helps out. Chris says, I hate grocery shopping in the store. I can tolerate Giant because you can scan and bag as you go. Such a huge time suck.
Yep.
Even if you don't use Instacart, a lot of places are doing that like bag and pickup stuff now, which is cool. And she says, the only thing I don't like about Instacart is they aren't as picky about produce as I am.
That is one thing.
Yeah.
If you're super picky about your produce, or your meat. Fruit, or your meat, yeah. You may have to either specify, or I've had shoppers send me photos of things like, hey, this is the only one in here and it doesn't look great, so I'm going to get something else. But I can also say that I have, as far as I can recall, I have never had anything so grotesquely like bad or bruised or like the meat looked bad. I've never had anything so bad that I was like, I want to take this back to the store because it's rotten. Like, you know, it hasn't been that bad. But if you are super picky, maybe save at least your produce to do on your own.
We're not that picky. Clearly, you can see Anne married me, so she's not that discriminating. But yeah, you know, and that's the risk you take with anything. Like, there was this, beat up produce box. They were going to send you ugly produce that stores wouldn't sell anyway. And yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm all into that. I don't care. I'm going to chew it up. How ugly do you think it's going to be when it comes out?
Once I cook it,
know?
It's like...
Yeah. So, you know, but I think the other thing for us is, too, is, you know, we're super big on frozen veggies. We're super big on canned veggies.
Yeah.
We're not the have to go to the market and get the fresh produce every day people. So it might be why the transitions was a lot easier for us. So if you are, well then cool. Maybe you can hit the produce stand on the way home and get that like, you know, super, super fresh stuff. Or just now you got one thing you got to do.
Yep, that's the one thing on Instacart. The cool thing is they will let you mark which substitutions you want. So if your item is out, here's the other item you want. And they will show you as they shop what they picked up. That may just been a random issue where they didn't pay attention, they didn't catch it. However, Instacart will give you a refund for that.
FinLive listeners, I apologize. Anne is not aware of you. She's not worrying about you. Krista asks, you have to watch the substitutions, or says, one time they brought me decaf. Unacceptable. Yeah, we're gonna have a talk with the Instacart driver on that one. I mean, I guess it could happen. We order our coffee when it goes BOGO at Publix.
Oh yeah.
I think they think it's a typo. We're like, could you please bring us 37 bags of, you know, New England whatever? But that's how we roll, man. Gotta have the staples in.
Coffee's expensive.
Fork what? FBU asks, give me the name of the protein delivery again because I totally need to check this being further east now. I'm assuming that's Coach Kim.
It is.
I don't know if they hit the Ohio or not, but give it a check. Wild Fork.
Foods.com.
Yeah, we love Wild Fork because there's a lot of very good, very high quality protein delivery places out there that also have a very premium price tag towards it. Which, you know, hey man, if you want to eat Wagyu, you got to pay them Wagyu prices. But the price and availability and quality of Wild Fork has been absolutely freaking insane. Like, we don't even get chicken at Sam's Club anymore because we get it from Wild Fork.
It's cheaper. The brisket is, you go out, what you'll pay for brisket these days is outrageous. Getting a 15-pound brisket from them, chopping it up and freezing it, totally worth it. The cost is absolutely perfect.
So give it a yep. check, Coach. Wild Fork is the jam.
Let us know.
We said for years now we want to try to see if we get a discount code for the fam, but we got no idea how to crack that egg. We have not been able to get our calls answered for Wild Fork, so maybe we'll just go to one in Orlando and demand to talk to the manager.
They opened up the store. That's right.
Yeah, we'll get after it. But yeah, Wild Fork, good stuff. No discount code. You can tell them First and Fam, but they might not do anything with you. They might just look at you funny. What else, man? I think it's it.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got. We'll go ahead and free for all it up. Y'all got anything for us? Y'all did not disappoint. Between protein digestion, misfits, dividing and conquer, Wild Fork. Good stuff in here, man. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for not making me recite how many different ways I could think to call a comment section. What do you got? Nothings? Nothings.
That's all we did, man. That's good.
All right. Well, if you have anything, slide it across. If you haven't made plans to come to the family reunion in October, make some plans. Come to the family reunion in October. If you haven't made plans and you can, to go to Phoenix for the Women's Assembly.
Yes, guys. The very first Women's Assembly, for Echelon Front, Women's Assembly 001 is happening. If you guys can make it to Phoenix in September, first of all, it's my birthday weekend.
Celebrate Ann's birthday. Come hang out.
Come tell me happy birthday in Phoenix. But the hotel's super cool. It's right near the Sedona Desert, outside of Phoenix. Awesome area. There are going to be, I cannot even list the amount of fantastic women that are going to, one, be there, and two, be speaking and leading this event. It's going to be unreal, and this is one that you really, really don't want to miss. I will be there helping out with workouts in the morning, among some other potential things. But man, if you can make it, it's September 14th, 15th, and 16th in Phoenix. They did give us a discount code, so for any women in the family, sorry dudes, this one's women only. They are giving you guys a large discount on this for being part of the First and Family. So if you think you can make it to Phoenix, let me know, because you'll want to start looking at hotel rooms and getting it booked. But we'll get you that discount code. Come hang out with me for my birthday.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited, and I'm just going to be sitting in a hotel room. So it's going to be a good time.
You get to look at the mountains.
It's going to be a good time. Speaking of good times, Anna Patterson says, Corn enjoyed. Yes. Achievement unlocked. Corn has been enjoyed.
Kim, Coach Kim, what is your zip code? I put in a random Ohio zip code that I searched, and they deliver there. So I don't know what your zip code is, but one of them
we can find out live right now.
I can check it right now.
She's got the website pulled up. That's how much she cares about you getting the high quality food delivery.
I wanted to know.
We only use for protein, but they have all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah. We've recently gotten Brazilian cheesy bread. Mm, they have frozen Brazilian cheesy
queijo.
Bread.
Yes.
Drop it in the air fryer.
So good. So good.
It's worth it.
Yep. Definitely good. Yep. So, let us know your zip code, or you are an adult.
You might be checking it.
You can check it out yourself. That's fine. On that note, adults, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for showing up for yourself, showing up for us, and being part of the fam, man. You guys are awesome.
I think we're getting to date night.
I think we are getting to date night.
And it's finally stopped raining after the last 5 hours, so we can take the dog out.
Walk the dog, eat the dinner, do the date night. Sounds like a great night. Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
That might have been a little TMI, but it's all good. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks for being first in. Y'all have a great weekend. Have a great night. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.